Hey there, 欢迎收听2020年 Apple Podcast 十大热门节目通勤学英语 15minutes.today。 我是 John 老师，想在通勤、午休、独自喝咖啡的时间让自己沉浸在英语环境，提升英语力吗？赶快订阅通勤学英语 Podcast， 成为通勤家族的一员。每日 John 老师会带着大家跟读英语时事趣闻，以及与其他资深英文老师们的时事趣闻讨论，陪伴着你一起提升英语力。 Let's get started with today's program。 In a rapidly warming Arctic, rain where it used to snow. As humans warm the planet,The once reliably frigid and frozen Arctic is becoming wetter and stormier, with shifts in its climate and seasons that are forcing local communities, wildlife, and ecosystems to adapt, scientists said Tuesday in an annual assessment of the region. Even though 2022 was only the Arctic's sixth warmest year on record, researchers saw plenty of new signs this year of how the region is changing.A September heatwave in Greenland, for instance, caused the most severe melting of the island's ice sheet for that time of the year in over four decades of continuous satellite monitoring. In 2021, an August heatwave had caused it to rain at the ice sheet summit for the first time. Insights about the circumpolar region are relevant to the conversation about our warming planet now more than ever,said Richard Spinrad, administrator of the United States National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. We are seeing the impacts of climate change happen first in polar regions. Temperatures in the Arctic Circle have been rising much more quickly than those in the rest of the planet, transforming the region's climate into one defined less by sea ice, snow, and permafrost,and more by open water, rain, and green landscapes. Nearly 150 experts from 11 nations compiled this year's assessment of Arctic conditions, the Arctic Report Card, which NOAA has produced since 2006. This year's report card was issued Tuesday. Between October 2021 and September,Air temperatures above Arctic lands were the sixth warmest since 1900, the report card said, noting that the seven warmest years have been the last seven. Rising temperatures have helped plants, shrubs, and grasses grow in parts of the Arctic tundra, and 2022 saw levels of green vegetation that were the fourth highest since 2000, particularly in the Canadian Arctic archipelago.Northern Quebec, and Central Siberia. Indicators of sea ice rebounded this year after near-record lows in 2021, but they were still below long-term averages, the assessment found. March is typically when the ice is at its greatest extent each year, September its lowest. At both points this year, ice levels were among the lowest since satellites have been making reliable measurements.Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送。也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15minutes.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 ,improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。